Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Today's hadith, an Anasin radiallahu anhu qal, Ja'a nasun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anib'ath ma'ana rijalan yu'allimuna al-Qur'an wa sunnah, fab'atha ilayhim sab'ina rajulan min al-ansar, yuqalu lahum al-Qurrah. فيهم خالي حرام يقرؤون القرآن ويتدارسون بالليل يتعلمون وكانوا بالنهار يجيئون بالماء فيضعونه في المسجد ويحتطبون فيبيعونه ويشترون به الطعام لأهل الصفة وللفقراء فبعثهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعرضوا لهم فقتلوهم قبل أن يبلغوا المكان فقالوا اللهم بلغ عنا نبينا أنا قد لقيناك فرضينا عنك ورضيت عنا وأتى رجل حراما خال أنس من خلفه فطعنه بروح حتى أنفذه فقال حرام فزت ورب الكعبة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن إخوانكم قد قتلوا وإنهم قالوا اللهم بلغ عنا نبينا أنا قد لقيناك فَرَضِيْنَا عَنْكَ وَرَضِيْتَ عَنَّا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيْهِ وَهَذَا لَفْظُ مُسْلِمٍ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that some people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requesting him to send some men who teach them Quran and Sunnah. When we're listening to this incident, then listen with that eye of the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What desire they had to please Allah Ta'ala, and what love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we take this message home from this hadith that we do today, we would have learned a lot from this hadith. So anyway, what's happening here is some people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requesting that send one delegation to us. This delegation can teach us Quran and can teach us Sunnah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them 70 men from the Ansar who were known as the Qurra, experts in reciting the Quran Sharif. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him a whole jamaat of Hafizul Quran, a whole jamaat of Qurra, experts, Qaris, that knew how to read Quran Sharif. Now in that time, remember, there were not so many Hafizul Quran. As the Wahi was coming, as the ayats were being revealed, these people were learning and they were memorizing, and they would sit and they would read, as the hadith will explain, is that they will learn it and they will read to each other. So this was a very special jamaat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent. The request came and he sent out a very special, what we would normally call a khususi jamaat, the jamaat of Qurra, jamaat of Qaris. So 70 of them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent. So the narrator of the hadith is Anas radiallahu anhu. He says, amongst them was my uncle Haram. His name was Haram. During the night they would recite. So he's speaking about this Qurra, what was their quality. Allah Pa give us also these qualities. So during the night, they would recite, study and learn the Quran Sharif amongst themselves. And during the day, they would bring water and place it in the masjid. So they would do some khidmat for the masjid also. In the daytime, there was no municipal lines, just open the tap, water would come. They would go and they would bring water and leave it in the masjid. And during the night, what else would they do? Is they would learn Quran Sharif and they would teach Quran Sharif. Another thing that they would do during the day is they would also gather firewood, which they would sell and use the proceeds to purchase food for the people of Suffa and the poor. So what beautiful qualities they had. At night they were learning Quran Sharif. In the day they were bringing water to the masjid. They would go and gather firewood. They would sell the firewood. With that money they would give the poor people of Suffa food, as well as they would feed the poor. So these were beautiful qualities that this Qurra had. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them, but those people ambushed them and killed them before they could reach their destination. It was a plot, it was a plan to destroy them. They make a request, and before these people can even reach their destination, get some tribes to intercept them and ambush them. So this what happened was this whole jamaat of Qurra, the 70 Qurra, they were ambushed before they could even reach their destination. So the hadith goes on to say that these people, their last words, Allah Ta'ala recorded it to such an extent There was no WhatsApp, there was no Instagram, there was no telephone, there was no cell phone. But on the way, en route, they got ambushed. But their last words that they said, today we are reading it in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala wanted to preserve their words. Allah wanted to preserve what they said at the end. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated what they said, and today we are able to read it. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, nothing is difficult for him. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sahaba, he's saying that they said, okay, first these people said these words. So this part of the hadith is explaining that when these people got ambushed, what dua they made? Did they now start cursing or saying that what a thing Allah Ta'ala did to us, that we were doing all good, we were only doing good, and what is happening to us, and why us? Nothing like that at all. See the words that came out of their mouth. They said, oh Allah, convey our message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have met you, we are pleased with you, and you are pleased with us. These were their last words. Subhanallah, what love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me and you, we were to question our faith. Allah Ta'ala protect us, forgive us, that we are going for such a noble purpose, such noble action, and why this is happening to us, why are we going through these difficulties? Nothing like that. Oh Allah, convey our message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have met you, we are pleased with you, and you are pleased with us. So a person came to Haram, the uncle of Anas radiallahu anhu. So even this part is also preserved. The narrator of the hadith is Anas radiallahu, his uncle was Haram. So he's explaining the last moments of his uncle. So a person came to his uncle from behind and stabbed him with a spear so that it went right through him. It penetrated him right through. From behind it came out in the front. So this is what happened to the uncle of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, that he was stabbed from behind and the spear went right through him. Haram said, now look at the words of Hazrat Haram radiallahu anhu. He said, by the sustainer of the Kaaba, Fusdu wa Rabbil Kaaba, by the sustainer, by the Rabb of the Kaaba, by the Rabb of the Kaaba, I have achieved my goal. Can the West ever understand what a statement is said like this? A person is stabbed and he's about to die, and he's saying, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba, take an oath in the Lord of the Kaaba Sharif that I am successful. In other words, what yakin that now I'm achieved Jannat. Whereas if something else had to happen to someone, they would be screaming and panicking and whatever. But this was the level of iman that they had. So these were the words that came out of his mouth. Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba, that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Lord of the Kaaba that I am successful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is informing Sahaba. He's informing Sahaba of these last words. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your brothers have been killed, and they said, oh Allah, convey our message that we have met you, we are pleased with you, and you are pleased with us. Allah Ta'ala gave them that level and that honor of becoming shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not ordinary, they were a very, very great Mubarak Jamaat of Huffaz, Ikram, of Qurra. Allah Ta'ala had accepted them. So this Ummah had gone through situations like this, had gone through times like this, where masses of people were killed, and great, great people, but it never stopped the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The deen of Allah Ta'ala continued to flourish, and this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, and this is what the West doesn't realize, that the more you attack Islam, and the more you think you're going to subdue Islam, the more Allah Ta'ala causes Islam to flourish, because this is the fertilizer, and this is the means of growth of Islam, is the blood of the believers, the sweat of the believers, the sabr of the believers, is what causes the garden of Islam to grow. Allah Ta'ala give us some share in this. Allah Pak also give us that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also give us the desire that one day we want to give our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil